This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. DLP predicts possible upset in the St. James North by-election. Meanwhile, the BLP urges constituents to vote against the DLP's candidate. A teenager and a minor have been charged with a series of school burglaries. Sadema is calling for greater youth involvement in disaster management. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine are set to immediately start ceasefire talks. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party is forecasting a potential upset in the St. James North by-election with its candidate, Felicia Dujon, possibly winning the seat tomorrow. Speaking at a political meeting in Roadview, St. Peter, DLP candidate for St. Michael North, Dawn Marie Armstrong, said the party's ground campaign has revealed growing support for the DLP in the St. James North constituency.
St. James North, I tell you that the Barbados Labour Party is in for a surprise on Wednesday. And St. James North, I say convincingly that Felicia Dujon will be your woman to represent you in this seat at the end of the day on May 21st. Because I recognize and I tell people all the time, we think that is about the optics on social media. We think it is about who has the most shirts, who has the most people. I want you to know that mobilization on the other side is happening, where they're getting people to come from every nook and cranny, from in every constituency, to come down a red shirt, to look as if they have the numbers. But when we go house to house, we have the support.
DLP candidate for St. Michael North, Dawn Marie Armstrong. Meanwhile, speaking at the Barbados Labour Party's political meeting in Western St. James, Member of Parliament for St. Michael South, Kirk Humphrey, took aim at the Democratic Labour Party's credibility. He said that claims made by the DLP, including those from St. James North candidate Felicia Dujon during the rollout of the Child Protection Bill, have been dismissed in the past.
After they marched the people through town in the hot sun, after they came to Parliament, would you not think that the first thing they would say, if they believed it, if they marched children against it, is that y'all plan to change people's children from boys to girls? You know, they came to Parliament and not a single word about the things that they marched people against. And the person who is now trying to run out here knew it wasn't true when she said it. When they talked about the bill doesn't have the one who's running against us now, the bill doesn't say anything about parental rights, and the CPC, who is non-political at all, in her very decent way and demure way, she would say, I cannot allow you to say that. Did you read Section 5? Did you read Section 31? Dismiss Felicia. They dismiss Felicia. St. James North, dismiss Felicia.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael South, Kirk Humphrey. Leader of the Bajan Free Party, Alex Mitchell, believes government is collecting enough taxes monthly to address key issues in the St. James North constituency. Mitchell highlighted housing and flooding as two key concerns of residents and told Starcom Network News that once given the opportunity tomorrow, he will make an immediate difference.
The people complain about housing. The houses are crowded. They talked about 20 years of flooding. When we first started, we had 10 years of flooding. Then we met the guy who was there from the beginning. He says 20 years of flooding. And to be in the government for seven or going on 8 years, should have taken care of all of that already. You don't need a campaign to tell you, put it forward, this is what I'm going to do. That's garbage, right? That's not action. That's not how I move. That's not how we operate, right? We see the problem, and all we're going to work off on that after that's the solution. Not no long talk, not no looking for money from overseas. All the money is here. If they could charge us $81 million every month for taxes from water alone, we could fix a lot of things.
Bajan Free Party candidate Alex Mitchell. Meantime, ahead of tomorrow's by-election, community empowerment candidate for St. James North, Stephanie Williams, says that her canvass over the last few weeks revealed there was serious neglect in the constituency and pointed to an initiative she has started for the elderly.
Canvassing the area, have realized that the people down there feel like they've been forgotten, like in terms of the water issues in Trent, St. James. I mean, for years there's been flooding in Trent, and it took a by-election to realize that that was an issue, you know. I've also found that the elderly feels really neglected. I've spoken to many elderly persons. They came to tears and they came to tears, and that was really sad. And I've implemented a program whereas it's called Elderly Ambassadors, and those persons, they will be responsible for the elderly specifically, and there will also be a hotline that family members can call.
Community Empowerment Party candidate Stephanie Williams. Two teenagers have been jointly charged with 12 counts of burglary at several schools across the country. 16-year-old Jelani Jr. Jaquez Skinner of Coles Cove, St. Lucie, and a 15-year-old have been charged with burglary of 9 schools, ranging from nursery to secondary, between July last year and this month. The schools are Sela Primary, St. Lucie Primary School, Coleridge and Parry Secondary School, All Saints Primary, All Saints Nursery School, Darrell Jordan Secondary, St. James Primary School, Roland Edwards Primary School, and Gordon Greenwich Primary School. The two are scheduled to appear in the Holtown Magistrates Court today. Lead of the Civil Society Sector Subcommittee at SEDIMA, Reggie Burke, is calling for greater youth involvement in disaster management. While civil society organizations play a vital role in the disaster preparedness and response, he believes that there must be a succession plan in place to attract the youth. He was speaking during a recent SEDIMA interview.
Civil society is where the action happens. There are the people on the ground. And following any disaster situation, it is civil society that has to actually respond first. I certainly would like to see more youth engagement in CDM. We don't get our youth sector very engaged. It impacts succession planning and what happens in the future. From what the research has been done so far, it's clear that they're not certain which avenues they can use to be fully involved in comprehensive disaster management.
Lead of the Civil Society Sector Subcommittee at SEDIMA, Reggie Burke. Barbadians are being urged to ensure they have regular checks for hypertension and high blood pressure to decrease the health risks associated with the conditions. Assistant professor in the Department of Medical Foundations at Ross University, Dr. Jose Gomez, spoke with Starcom Network News during hypertension awareness campaign at the Sheraton Mall recently.
Hypertension is known as a silent killer. You could have high blood pressure and not even know. And that is why our message is telling you, know your numbers. Understanding your numbers. Go get checked. Get your pressure checked because you want to know your numbers. Knowing your base is important so that when you do have a reading that is outside of that base, your doctor is able to understand that and address the need for either treatment, whether that is pharmacological treatment, whether that's diet, whether that's exercise, or avoiding toxic habits.
Assistant professor in the Department of Medical Foundations at Ross University, Dr. Jose Gomez. Pauline Annetta Lady Walcott, widow of the late the Right Excellent Sir Frank Walcott, has been lauded for her contributions to the trade workers' movement in Barbados. Veteran trade unionist Robert Bobby Morris says Lady Walcott's work at the Barbados Workers' Union was impactful. He was speaking at the funeral service of Lady Walcott yesterday.
Lady Walcott's impeccable management of administration was enhanced by a personality that was engaging, that was always courteous, with a friendly demeanor, but at the same time, authoritative and decisive. Deadlines were to be respected. Duties were to be flawlessly performed. We see the union sometimes as this massive organization. Each office in the union had to carry its responsibility so that the entire organization could be impactful. People who hold positions of authority do not sometimes recognize sufficiently those who were the winds beneath our sails.
Veteran trade unionist Robert Bobby Morris. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia and the Ukraine will immediately start negotiating towards a ceasefire and an end to the war after a two-hour phone call with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Trump, who described the conversation as having gone very well, also said conditions for peace would need to be negotiated between the two parties. Putin said he was ready to work with Ukraine on a memorandum on a possible future peace agreement, but did not address demands from the U.S. and the European countries for an unconditional 30-day ceasefire. Trump also spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said this is a defining moment, and urged the U.S. not to distance itself from talks. Recapping the headlines. DLP predicts a possible upset in the St. James North by-election. Meanwhile, BLP urges constituents to vote against the DLP's candidate. A teenager and a minor have been charged with a series of school burglaries. Sadima calling for greater youth involvement in disaster management. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine are set to immediately start ceasefire talks. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.